Welcome to Zero Meaning. My name is Zero, and this podcast has become my personal journey through words, mental health, and spirituality. First, I want to say that I'm not a professional in psychology or religion. I have no formal training in the traditions I draw from. What you'll hear here isn't medical or spiritual advice. It's just my story, our reflections, my attempt to walk through the world honestly and find meaning in everything I've experienced, both light and dark. This podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes only. I share my journey so that hopefully it reaches someone out there that needs to hear that they're not alone. So please, take what resonates and leave the rest. Here's what you can expect from Zero Meaning. Each month, I'll focus on a theme. Sometimes it will be a word, like loyalty or respect. Other times, it will be a symbol, like a rune or tarot card, or another part of my spiritual practice. I might even talk about spirit animals. Mine is raccoon. And people I know will tell you how appropriate it is for me to have a trickster archetype as my spiritual animal. It could also be a book that I'm reading, like Carla McLaren's The Language of Emotions, where I'll share my reflections and how it connects to my mental health and spiritual journeys. Each theme is a way for me to record my journey back to the things I found important and a way of growing in them a little more each day. About me, I'm a Navy veteran that served 12 years honorably. I live with bipolar disorder, borderline personality disorder, ADHD, as well as severe anxiety and depression. I'm a suicide survivor of multiple attempts, and I go to therapy every 2 weeks. I want to be clear about that because I don't want anyone to think I have it all figured out. I don't. I'm flawed. I stumble. But I'm learning that meaning isn't about perfection. It's about persistence. At home, I share life with my two fur babies, Larka, my old Pomeranian, and Rune, my loving pit bull. I also share my life with my partner, who is autistic and ADHD, and who is walking through perimenopause. Together, we're learning how to live with compassion, patience, and humor. They remind me every single day that healing isn't something that is done alone. It happens in relationship, in community, and in connection. Spiritually, I walk a folk path. I cast runes, read tarot, pray the rosary, and recite my personal creed each morning. My practice pulls from Native American spirituality, Quero Apache teachings, and the Victor Anderson's fairy tradition of witchcraft. Again, I have not been formally trained or initiated into any of these traditions except Catholicism. The past few years, I drifted from these roots, but they gave me peace in some of my darkest moments, and this podcast is part of my journey back to them. So that's what Zero Meaning is. It's my confessional, a record of words, wounds, symbols, and spirit. It's not just about exploring the dark side of things. It's also about finding the light and possibility and naming what's been misused and reframing it in healthier ways. My hope is that as I share my story, you'll find echoes of your own, that you'll feel less alone and maybe, just maybe, even be inspired to explore your own path and meaning. Thank you for listening to this first revamped episode of Zero Meaning. My hope is that by sharing my story, my struggles, my spirituality, my reflections, you've gotten a sense of what this podcast is about and why it matters to me. This isn't a place for answers or perfection. It's a record of a journey, sometimes messy, sometimes heavy, but always reaching for the meaning inside it all. Each month, I'll be exploring a theme through words, through my spiritual practice, and through my own mental health journey. And our first theme is loyalty. Together, we'll look at it, where it comes from, how it's been twisted, and how it might be reclaimed in healthier, more hopeful ways. So, if you're curious, if you're searching, or if you just need a companion voice for your own walk, stick around. I'd love to share this journey with you. This is Zero Meaning. Until next time, stay mindful, stay curious, and keep redefining meaning.